Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What are you hungry for? That can be a real simple question, but it can also be a question that begins an hours-long debate, all right? When teenagers yearn for the freedom of adulthood, I usually tell them that being an adult means that you get to go to work, pay your bills, and decide what to eat for dinner every day for the rest of your life. What are you hungry for? Can also be a kind of a deep and a profound question. And that is what Jesus is asking of the crowds in today's gospel story. And eventually we all have to answer that question. What is it? That's what the Hebrew word that we usually translate as manna really means. When the Hebrew people saw this flaky substance left behind after the dew, they looked at each other and said, "What is it?" It's manna. And it is one of God's most profound gifts that we have recorded in all of Scripture. It is an answer to the whining and the pleading of the people, and it fed them for a generation. In Exodus today, we watch as the Hebrew people whine and complain about how hungry they are. They begin to wax nostalgic about the vegetables and the stew that they ate as slaves in Egypt. And then they complain that God has actually brought them out of Egypt so that he can starve them all. They're hungry. They're physically hungry. In fact, I think that what we could say is that they're hangry, you know, hungry and angry all together at the same time. And so, in that hangry moment, they're taking it out on Moses, they're taking it out on Aaron, and they're taking it out on God. You see, they have forgotten their slavery. They have forgotten God's rescue. They've forgotten God's blessings. All they can think about is that they're hungry. All they can think about is that they're hungry, not that they're free, not that they now have a future, not that they have a God who loves them. What they want is food, and they want it now. And so God provides it. Every day as the dew dissipates, the manna remains to be collected and ground into a flour used to make cakes and all sorts of other things to feed the people. This miraculous bread, along with the quail that comes in the evening, remains with God's people until they're in the promised land. Actually, until they have their first harvest in the promised land. God understands our bodily hunger, and he provides for that. But God provides so much more. Last week, we watched as Jesus and the disciples talked and taught, how they listened to and they cared for a large crowd of people. And as the day got along, Jesus was concerned about their hunger. God knows that we get hungry. And as Jesus was caring for them all, he cared that they would have something to eat. So Jesus fed that entire crowd with 5 small barley loaves and 2 fish. They all ate. They all had enough. They even collected leftovers. This crowd wasn't whining and complaining, but Jesus cared about them and provided for them out of what was around and available. And it became a way for them all to eat. Now, once they realized what had happened, some of those people in that crowd wanted to make Jesus a king. They wanted the one who could multiply loaves like that to become the one who led the people. They wanted him, Jesus, to be their go-to guy when things sort of turned sideways. But this isn't what Jesus came to do. And so Jesus escapes from that attempt, but is confronted by some of those same people on the next day, and that is our gospel story this morning. Because they want Jesus to keep on making the bread happen. They wanted Jesus to keep up with all of the miracles. They wanted Jesus to just continue to make their lives easier. Jesus has another purpose. Jesus is trying to move them away from that quest for food that perishes and towards a food that endures. Jesus is trying to show them, to teach them, that while food is good and even necessary, hunger returns. You're always going to be hungry again. You have to decide what to eat for dinner every day. But Jesus is also saying to them that God provides a bread, a sustenance for our living lives of faith, for our living lives of love and care, for our living lives where God's kingdom is made real for all around us. This is what Jesus is trying to guide them so that they might see it. Jesus tried this with that Samaritan woman at the well when he told her about living water that he could provide. He did the same thing with Nicodemus when he spoke about being born again from above. Jesus was showing it to the disciples and to the crowd as he fed that crowd with multiplied loaves. They had come to see Jesus, and Jesus made sure they were cared for. Jesus wants us to take being part of God's kingdom seriously, because then everything else falls into place. You see, a hungry tummy is solved by manna. A hungry tummy can be solved by multiplied loaves. Hunger for life, hunger for a life of faith, that takes the bread of life from heaven. That takes Jesus. It takes Jesus in our lives, filling us with strength and guidance, with mercy and grace. There are times when we will whine like the Hebrews, or we'll try to make Jesus into something that he is not, like the crowds did. But what Jesus is trying to instill in us is hunger for a life of faith, a life lived faithfully, a life lived loving neighbors, as Jesus shows us how. Jesus doesn't want us to spend our time looking for stockpiles of food or wealth. Jesus doesn't want us to spend our time looking for power over other people. Jesus wants us to come to him, to learn from him, to draw inspiration from him so that we can live faithfully. And in Ephesians today, Paul is telling us what that faithful life can look like. It is a life worthy of the calling to which Jesus is calling us to. It is a life with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. This is the life that the bread of life leads us to, a life making every effort to maintain unity in the Spirit and in the bond of peace. This life that Paul describes comes when we live the gifts that God has given us, when we find strength in the bread of life filling us with grace and goodness. Then those lives become a means where we get to equip the saints for the work of ministry, building up the body of Christ. This is the kind of life that Jesus is pointing us towards. This is the kind of life that Jesus, our bread of life, calls us to, inspires us to live, and then guides us along paths that we can live it. Jesus forgives us when we fail. Jesus comforts us when we fail or when others fail us. Jesus gives us the peace of God that passes all understanding, so that we can set aside our simply hungry tummies and strive to share the bread of life with all the people we meet. Even when the Hebrew people whined unfaithfully, God loves them and provides for them. So what are you hungry for? As we come to this table in faith, as we sing and pray together in faith, as we go out into the world with the faith from God as a gift, May we bring that bread of life, our Lord Jesus Christ, so that he might take away our hunger and the hunger of the world. Amen.